Our Picasso, Chicago's Picasso sculpture, turned 50 years old yesterday. 50 years ago yesterday, it was officially unveiled. The first Mayor Daley, there's nothing better than a fish. Or who, I don't know who this Picasso guy is, but I want to thank him for our beautiful Picasso statue. I don't know what it is, why it is. I hear he's pretty good. So take down the ropes there, and let's see what this damn thing looks like. And when that happened, Chicago, at that point being a very meat and potato city, when the covering of the Picasso came down, there's some photos. Rick Kogan of the Tribune, I love Rick, and he wrote a great story about this on Sunday about the Picasso and how, you know, Pablo Picasso gave this free of charge to the city of Chicago. Free of charge. This could have, at that time, would have probably cost $100,000, which is a lot of money 50 years ago. And he gave it to the city for free. And it's all, and Chicago has always had an interesting relationship with the Picasso because, you know, Picasso was such an innovator in cubism and such a forerunner in art. And Chicago, over the last 50 years, has slowly become more of an international city. But for the most part, it's always been a meat and potatoes, a beer and shot kind of town. And so for this work of modern art, I mean, usually for people that aren't really into art, when they look at modern art, unless it looks like a tree or a river or a sunrise, what the hell's that? And so here, Pablo Picasso, this world-renowned international genius artist, dedicates a sculpture to Chicago. And so I'm sure that at the time, Chicago residents are expecting some kind of a statue, like the Statue of Liberty, where you can see there's a woman with a torch. I get it. You know, they're waiting for some kind of a statue, somebody on a horse, or somebody with a cowboy hat on, or somebody with a hard hat on, or, you know, something that epitomizes Chicago that they could all relate to as this working class meat and potatoes, you know, heartland of Chicago City. And then the great coverings come down, and most people are like, what the hell is that? And in fact, you know, some of the leaders of the day were kind of like, not just the citizenry, but even the leaders of the day, as I could only imagine, like I said, the original Richard J. Daley must have been like, if it doesn't have a flower or a tree, I don't know what the heck it is. And that's been the great thing. Picasso never said what it was. And that's not important what it was. What's important is what it represents. And what it really did for Chicago was actually force Chicago, in a way, to begin to look at itself as not just this little heart, you know, this working class city in a bubble, but hey, maybe we are more than that. Because after Picasso did that, I don't know if you know, but on Dearborn, by the, I think it's the Chase Building now, there is a Marc Chagall a mural. A beautiful color Marc Chagall mural. Marc Chagall, one of the great artists of the 20th century. And he was moved to donate that to Chicago after Picasso did. Joan Miró, right across the street from the Picasso, there's a Miró statue. So Chicago suddenly, you know, was becoming more of a cultural place because of that. So and now we use it in our advertising. It's an iconic part. People still don't know what it is, but it doesn't matter, folks. That's what great art does. It makes you think and it makes you wonder. Now, everybody says, is it an Afghan dog or is it a bird? I heard Mayor Emanuel say, oh, I think it's a bird. Once again, you're not getting it. That's not the point. It's there to make you take it in and look at it and put your own meaning on it. However, if you have any kind, if you've ever seen anything that Picasso has done, I know what you say, what are you talking about? But Picasso was an abstract artist. He was the proponent of cubism, which was deconstructing what we know of and taking those elements and taking them apart. If you look at many of Picasso's paintings, that is a woman. You will see that image when he draws pictures of either his wife or his mistresses. So most likely that is a woman. But once again, it doesn't matter what it is. The fact is that it's here and we should enjoy it and we should appreciate it. And after the news, I'm going to tell you how we should better appreciate it, because I think right now, you know, it's great that kids slide on it and use it as a thing, but it really is an important work of art. There's not many places or cities that have that impressive of a work by Pablo Picasso, perhaps one of the greatest artists of all time, certainly in the 20th century. And we've got one here, and we've had it here for 50 years now, and I think we need to appreciate it a little more than we have, and I'm going to suggest a way that we can. But first, we'll take this break. No switching. That's Paul McCartney and Wings from their Band on the Run album, a song called Picasso's Last Words. And we've got one of our own Picasso's last works, although he did live quite a few years after that. He lived, I think he was almost 90 when he passed away. But yeah, it was the 50th birthday yesterday of the Picasso sculpture in what used to be the Civic Center. It's now the Daily Plaza. And 50 years ago, yesterday, it was unveiled for the first time. And as I said, it always has been sort of our Chicago's favorite enigma. We appreciate it. As I said, we have come to embrace it. We use it in our marketing. It is a part of the Chicago skyline and pictures and on mugs and everything like that. It's come to symbolize Chicago. At the same time, Chicago still has this kind of weird reaction to it. And we still hear 50 years later, well, what is it and why is it and things like that. And as I said, being a Picasso fan, I've been fortunate enough to see many of his works around the world in some of the great museums. And I've been to the Picasso Museum in Barcelona, where his great Guernica work is, but so I've come to appreciate Picasso, and so as I said, everybody wonders what it is. It's not important what it is, but I do believe, based on some of the other paintings and drawings I've seen of Picasso, that many times he did portray the women in his life with this similar look. So yes, it looks like an Afghan dog or maybe a bird because of the wings, but in his cubist perspective, this is the way many times he drew and portrayed the women of his life, whether it was his wife or his mistresses. And so I do believe it's a woman, which actually would make sense in that, you know, Picasso in maybe a way was donating a mother to watch over the city. I mean, maybe you can look at it that way. If it's a female figure, it's a female figure or a motherly figure to watch over the city. Once again, just a thought. But that's the idea. It's there to provoke ideas. It's there for you to take a look at it and decide what it is or what its meaning is or how you feel about it. That's why Picasso never gave it a name, never explained it. But in the good old, as I said, meat and potatoes time of Chicago, we like things real literally. We want, a Chicago hot dog has mustard and onions and celery salt and peppers on it. No ketchup. That's a Chicago hot dog. So when we get a new statue, we want to know what the heck it is. So ironically, some of the great people of, you know, and some of the movers and shakers and opinion makers of the day, when it was unveiled, were not impressed at all with this. In fact, one of the great Chicagoans and one of the great Chicago commentators of Chicago was the great Mike Royko. And here's what Royko wrote when the statue was unveiled in 1967. He wrote, "The Picasso has a long, stupid face and looks like some giant insect that is about to eat a smaller, weaker insect. It has eyes that are pinless. Mean. But why not? Everybody said it had the spirit of Chicago. And from 1,000 miles away, accidentally or on purpose, Chicago has captured it. Right up to the ugly face is the spirit of Al Capone and the cop scandals and the settlers who took the Indians but good. Its eyes are like the eyes of every slum owner who made a buck off the small and weak, and of every building inspector who took a wad of cash from a slum owner to make it all possible. Any big-time real estate operator will be able to look into the face of this Picasso and see the spirit that makes the city's rebuilding possible and profitable. It's all there in that Picasso thing, the I will spirit. The I will get you before you get me spirit. Picasso has never been here, they say. You'd think he'd been writing the L all his life. So what's so great about Royko is he gets right to the nub of it. He brings in, of course, the cronyism and the corruption that it so much at that time identified Chicago and to some extent still does. But at the same time, he was actually saying it does symbolize Chicago. Maybe not in the way you would want it to be, but maybe it does. And that's the point. My point is exactly what Royko said. You can look at that and make it anything you want to be. But what it really is, what we know it is, it's Chicago's. It's ours. And we should embrace it. And so here's my take on it. You know, I frequently drive past there all the time. And I, like everyone else, I mean, born and raised in the northwest side of Chicago, I've come down to town all the time. I've worked downtown. I've driven past it. I've walked past it. I've gone to the Christmas market right there, and it's just sitting there. And sometimes you don't even look at it. You don't even look up at it. You take it for granted. And as I said, once again, this is a major work of art by one of the world's greatest artists. There are cities around the world that would kill to have an original Picasso like that. And so I think, A, we need to appreciate it more. But what I also think we need to do, after 50 years, I think it's time it gets a new location. I think it's time to move the Picasso to somewhere where it deserves to be more highlighted, more appreciated, and more seen as a work of art, as opposed to being seen as it is now, I think, as just part of the scenery. Because it's been there for 50 years, and it's, you know, 50 years ago, the Civic Center at that time, now Daley Plaza, was the center of the city. It is where people congregated. It is where people came. That's why Marshall Fields, now Macy's, is close in the area. But now Chicago is spread out, and we've got Millennium Park, which is now the new showcase. We have one of the great architects of the 20th and 21st century, Frank Gehry's pavilion there. We've got the Bean there as a work of art. So clearly, Millennium Park is a place for art. We've got those fountains with the faces. That's a meeting place now for tourism and for Chicago people to come and relax and get away from it all. It certainly is in Central Park. That's something unto itself. But that's our version of Central Park, if you will. And the Picasso, I think, is being lost and wasted. It's sitting amongst a bunch of government buildings. It's got the, you know, the Daley Plaza behind it. It's got, you know, the county building and city hall next door. Those are old and drab buildings. You know, the Daley Plaza building is brown. Sometimes the Picasso even blends in with it. How great would the Picasso look at Millennium Park on its own with the sky and the park and the lake behind it, and really be able to be appreciated as a work of art and not just some kind of thing that's sitting in Daley Plaza? And you know what? Kids slide on it now. The park is where kids play. So I think 50 years in Daley Plaza is enough. Let's give this Picasso its due as a work of art near the Chicago Art Institute as well. But let's put it in a prominent place, at a place now that we have just built that draws both citizens as well as tourism, and show that Picasso off. And how great, once again, as a city, to have a Gehry and a Picasso in the same area? That's world-class stuff, folks. That's international city kind of stuff. You know, the Bean has taken on a prominent place, a tourist attraction. Not so much of just because of what it is, but where it is. People are seeing it. People are interacting with it. Everybody's looking at the Bean and looking at themselves. It's because there is a influx of people there that they're interacting. They're forced to interact with that piece of art. And I don't believe that the Picasso in Daly Center now, where people are not congregating as much as they were, except for some special event. Think about it. You know who sees the Picasso on a daily basis now? People who are on trial. Convicts. Lawyers and defendants. That's who sees the Picasso most these days. A lot of tourists are probably not getting to, when they come to Chicago, they're probably not going to Daley Plaza. They're going, we're trying to push them to Millennium Park. Let's continue to bolster Millennium Park. For years, I was complaining how the Christmas tree did not belong in Daley Center anymore because that's not where people congregate. I've been saying for years, move the official Chicago Christmas tree to Millennium Park, and now they've done it. I'm not saying they did it because of me, but I'm saying it's just common sense. So, yes, the Picasso has had a nice 50-year run at Daley Center. But we've got a showcase place now. We've got a Frank Gehry Pavilion. We've got the Bean. We've got Maggie Daley Park. We've got the ice skating rink. We're upgrading and drawing people to Millennium Park. Lollapalooza's at Grant Park. You know, 100,000 people a day. We're drawing people to there. Let's give the Picasso its due. It's a Pablo Picasso work of art, folks. It deserves to be in a place of prominence where it not only would stand with other works of art, but it would look great there. It would be in a place of prominence where it could actually show off its prominence on its own. Right now, it's hidden. It's fading into the landscape where it is. And as I said, what a great picture to have a Gehry and a Picasso standing tall above that park with sky behind it, not some ugly building. We didn't have Millennium Park. When the Picasso came here, there was nowhere else to put it. That was railroad ties. We've got this beautiful park here. Let's move it and give the Picasso the prominence and respect that it deserves, because Chicago has a great gift here, and I think we've taken our Picasso a little for granted. So on her 50th birthday, I say, everybody likes to move, have a new place to live. She's lived there for 50 years. Let's give her a new view and give us a chance to view her in a new way. That's just my thought.